everyone, and thank you for listening. I'm Stephanie Perong from Dell Technology Services, and for this discussion, I'm joined by two of my services product management colleagues, Steven Sesserman and Lori Kelly. So, Steve, we'll start with you first. When we saw this massive shift to remote work, what are some of the things that we as an organization observed from an infrastructure perspective?
Even before recent events, you know, customers have been driving to an IT transformation while also supporting their IT operations. When everything changed, there was a bunch of new challenges which overextended their workforce. You know, they were dealing with work from home, you know, juggling their kids, their schooling, you know, learning new technology, and, you know, all kinds of different things. Their business transformation required new technologies, you know, for their remote employees as well as the training for them. You know, customers need help for that, especially if they don't have an infrastructure that's geared towards a work from home culture. They need new technology as well as infrastructure. And all this is happening while there are staff shortages, there's hiring freezes, and this is leaving gaps in that they need to work through during this recovery. So if they're doing all that, how are they supposed to innovate at the same time? As we get to what we would classify as a new normal, you know, IT transformation is not going to stop. Our experts predict in the next 5 years, there's going to be a huge focus on delivering IT transformation. Our customers need to either figure it out or they're going to be left behind.
Yeah, some really great points there. I think it is very important. We were focused so much on our end user workers, but our infrastructure offerings are really key as well, and how we're able to help our customers with our infrastructure offerings. So I'm going to switch over to ask you this next question, Lori. How were we able to help our customers during that time?
I'll just start by saying I am so proud of how well we quickly transitioned to support our customers over the last few months. We had a lot of questions, especially in the early part of the year, about how we could deliver projects, whether they were current projects that we were in the middle of delivering and now had to completely change, or customers looking for, you know, new projects that were coming up to quickly adapt and meet customers' needs. Obviously, when we sent customers on site, you know, we made sure to follow every safety precaution that we could, but ultimately, keeping our employees safe and keeping the customer safe is our first priority. So where we could, we expanded our remote capabilities to allow us to efficiently support our customers in a way that still meets all of their needs and doesn't sacrifice, you know, the quality of work that our customers expect and rely on us for. Specifically, one of the products that I'm most interested in or that I'm most focused on is residency services.
Can you tell me a little bit more about residency services?
Residency is a really practical solution that customers have relied on during these last few months of uncertainty. It's basically an extension of a customer staff. So as we've talked about, as Steve mentioned, people had outages and a lot of changes with their staffing needs. Residency was a quick and easy way for customers to extend their staff's capability, to fill gaps, and to help in a wide variety of areas. So our residents, for example, were able to help optimize their existing technology to better fit, you know, say a company that had to move to a remote workforce. Residents have, as you can imagine, over the last few years, really been focused on adopting new remote infrastructure so that businesses could quickly ramp up their work from home solutions. We also did a study, kind of coincided around the same time with IDC, and we found that 100% of our customers were satisfied in how residents were able to deliver the value that they were looking for across IT and business outcomes.
That's a really great statistic, actually. 100% satisfaction, that's really hard to accomplish with a customer at times. So do you want to give us a little bit more, you know, detailed example of what you're seeing from customers?
Sure. So a recent example is a customer that they're a very large bank in EMEA, and they needed to prepare 5,000 employees to be able to work from home. Obviously, they needed to do so quickly, and they needed to do it with no disruption to those essential banking services. So they approached us and asked us to help them implement a scalable VDI solution as quickly as possible. Our resident experts went in after the technology was deployed and helped the customer shift their way of working to adjust to this new virtual environment.
That's a really great example of how we can help support our customers. So now that we look ahead and as businesses, you know, have begun their phased reopenings, what are some of the things that we find and we can advise our customers that they should be considering? Are there unforeseen challenges that they are also experiencing?
So, you know, I think the first thing to consider is that this has given us an opportunity to really reimagine how we think about the workplace. I think many of our customers have seen that a remote workforce can be productive and it can bring that productivity while also bringing the added benefit of many employees finding kind of personal balance and that work-life balance from working from home. So I think what we'll see is a lot of businesses might actually adapt to this new work environment for the long term. And as they do so, they're going to look to new technologies that will continue to support their needs. So that's really exciting, and I'm excited to see what that means for the future of work. But it does mean that customers will be faced with probably added complexity in managing their new technology and integrating it into their business, and really assisting with that transformation that I think we'll all go through in the next few years. So what we want to do to help is make those transitions as seamless as possible, because companies can't really transform if they're not adopting technology in a way that actually makes the business better. So as I mentioned, there was a study that IDC did with our residency services, and they found that residency delivers measurable results back to the customer that they can really use to help quantify how their business has improved through the adoption of new technology. For example, when someone brings on a resident, they see a 50% improvement in overall technology performance, which I think is really great for a company as they look at kind of the cost benefit of adopting new technology.
And I think one of the things to think about here is we have, as an organization, Dell Technologies has practical experience at helping our customers accelerate that IT transformation that has, you know, needed to become accelerated, right, in these last few months. So those are really great examples that you had there, and it reinforces what we're seeing with more of our customers.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, at the end of the day, organizations, they need to be able to get value out of their IT transformation. And they also need to stay focused on strategic projects to stay competitive and not get left behind. So I really think that our services portfolio helps customers attain those goals.
So how are we poised to help our customers, you know, now and in the future?
Great question. We have a wide array of services that are designed to support our customers. I could spend hours talking about them, but just at a high level, you know, ProConsult Advisory Services. ProConsult Advisory Services help customers in planning transformation and also helps them deliver measurable outcomes that are aligned to their customers' corporate vision and strategy. From a deployment perspective, our ProDeploy suite of services takes the guesswork and the risk out of deploying new technology. We help our customers get up and running faster and more efficiently. And as I mentioned, residency services help customers transition to new capabilities quickly while keeping IT infrastructure running at its peak.
Each customer is going to be at a different stage in their transformation journey, and we have services along the way that could help them with whatever stage that they're at.
One of the big benefits of residency specifically is that it's a customer-led service. So the residents are actually guided by the priorities that the customer decides on. The customer gets to dictate their time, the projects they're working on. So I think in that way, we're really catering to the shifting needs of the customers, even if there's changes in what challenges they're facing. So it's a very adaptable and customer-focused service. We also put a lot of focus on how we select the right resident for each customer, so that a customer can take into account all of the project goals and the vision that they have for the resident, and we can help match those goals to the right person. So for example, all of our residents have specialized certification plans. They're all trained across the infrastructure environment, and they specialize in specific products. So if a customer, for example, is looking for assistance in adopting a data protection product, we can help them find the right resident that specializes in data protection, maybe that has some experience working in similar projects, to make sure that we're putting the right resource into the customer's environment to deliver the best experience and the best results.
That's wonderful. And I've spoken to a few residents that have been with customers for extended periods of time, and it's almost as if they're part of that organization, like a family, a little bit more so than just a vendor on site, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Before we close, Steve, was there anything else that you'd like to add?
Yes, we're excited to continue to support our customers as their transformation partner for the digital future. And our resident experts are standing by to ensure the transformation is as seamless as possible.
Steve and Lori, thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the time to join me today.